Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is right now 39 degrees. Might have a little precipitation in Asheville, North Carolina, but not around here. 44 degrees here, and the fog is lifting, and I've got a great memory. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. I literally am looking at your phone. It's got Asheville cloudy.
I know. I
39
caught it.
Degrees.
I saw rain. I'm like, what?
And if it was not for Joe Hudak's reaction when we said 39, I don't think I would have. I was not paying that close of attention. I didn't even hear the word Asheville.
See, we need you, Joe.
We need you.
Yeah. You're part of the team now.
Not baseball weather. No, 39. Not even golf. Not even golf weather, man.
No, it's 44 degrees.
No. But you know what? Folks, download the free WRHI app. They might be listening to us in Asheville, and there you go.
Something for everybody.
A forecast for those listening in Asheville, North Carolina. Though our listeners come from the Tri-County area of York, Lancaster, and Chester counties here in South Carolina.
Just see who's listening.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
Joe Hudak is joining us, a good friend of our show, a great guy, runs a fantastic program. It's the Pride Baseball. It is the quote off season, but really with you, it's year round, right?
Yeah, there's not many off times for me. You know, always doing something.
Well, that's good. Well, let's explain to folks real quick. Remind them about the importance of Pride Baseball and the mission and what your goal at the end of the summer is.
Yeah. We're a faith based ministry. Our goal is to help our guys grow in their relationship with Christ, as well as become better baseball players and become better young men. And, you know, we sponsor faith-based teams. We've sponsored it. Our main team is a college team that plays in the Southern Collegiate Baseball League, but we've also sponsored a 16 and under travel team. And our goal and hope in the future is to have teams from all ages, from ages 10 all the way up to our college team, and all be faith-based. You know, our college team, we have team Bible studies. We go to church together on every Sunday. And then we take all of them on a one-week mission trip to the Dominican. So it's a great ministry. God's blessed us with it, and real excited and happy to be here. I'm always looking forward to seeing you guys and appreciate you bringing me on. We always have a good time.
Yeah, we do. Well, we love the fact that when you look at sports, I mean, you never know what the future is going to hold. Right. And sometimes very talented athletes become role models, mm-hmm. you know, through your organization. Mm-hmm. Stepping into the role of being that role model and someone that kids and younger people look up to, mm-hmm. it truly is what it should be, mm-hmm. yeah. which is a positive example of how to live your life.
Well, whether you like it or not, athletes are role models. Mm-hmm. Young people look up to them. And mm-hmm. so what we try to do is, you know, we just try to help them become better young men so that they can give back to the community. That's one of the reasons we go to the Dominican. You know, we took three different trips this summer. We took 10 or 11 guys a week for three straight weeks, and I was down there all 3 weeks. It was tough. Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
but, you know, when we get on there, we work primarily with kids. You know, we'll visit orphanages or schools mm-hmm. or just go into Sugarcane Village and play with the kids, because down there especially, American baseball players, man, they are really looked up mm-hmm. to, because baseball's their way to get off the island. And mm-hmm. so, you know, our guy, it's an eye-opener for our guys, for sure.
Sure, they come from a life of luxury. Yeah. Everything's at their availability. To your point, they go to the Dominican Republic, and I've sat in on one of your talks when you spoke to the young men about what to expect when you go to the Dominican, and even them just asking some of the questions like, you mean they don't have this, or we won't be able to do this? And you said, yeah, it's a reality to it. Yeah. And to your point, you know, baseball might take them even further maybe mm-hmm. in life, maybe. Or it might end, but what won't end is their walk with the Lord.
That's right.
And that will stay with them. And one thing, a common sport will bond people together mm-hmm. like baseball, mm-hmm. and then you bring in something else, religion, in mm-hmm. this case, and it makes that group even tighter, right? I mean, just the camaraderie that you have among the young men at this age.
For a lot of guys, and we don't require our guys to be Christians. I'd say We had 32 guys last year. I'd say maybe we had six or eight that I would say were committed Christians. Mm-hmm. We probably had four or five that never went to church in their life, and the rest were somewhere in between. And so our whole goal for them for the summer, and we tell them right off the bat, is for them to understand what it really means to be a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a list of rules and regulations and do's and don'ts. You know, it's a personal relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a great ministry. God's blessed it, and we're excited to be here and share with you guys.
Well, Joe Hudak again is with Pride Baseball. This is, quote, the off season for Pride Baseball, but as you just heard, there's really not an off season. But in the off season right now, you've got your second annual Pride Baseball Banquet happening on Tuesday, December the 17th at Westminster Presbyterian Church. Again, Tuesday, December 17th, 6:30 to 8:30. Dinner provided by Outback. Silent auction items with over 80 items. And the guest speaker is someone that people are going to love, right?
Well, it depends. You know, I grew up a Pirate fan, so, you know, in 92.
I wore my Pirate shirt just for you.
There you go. Sid Bream used to play for the Pirates.
Okay.
You know, and then he left and signed as a free agent with the Braves. And then in 92, you know, they played in the championships, in National League Championship Series, and everybody remembers the slide from Sid Bream. And he helped the Braves beat my Pirates. So, but yeah, Sid Bream's coming to speak. He's a great man. And I got to know him a little bit when I recruited his son Tyler and when I was at Winthrop. And he's a great man and real excited for him to come and share. So it's going to be a great evening of, you know, good food and fun and fellowship and faith. So we'd love people to come out.
So people come out, they not only hear from a great motivator, someone who's played in the major leagues, mm-hmm. they're also helping your program just with expenses and day-to-day operation.
And yeah, and the other thing that we'll have a short program. You know, we'll have dinner by Outback, then we'll have a short program about Pride Baseball, just kind of sharing what we do.
Yeah.
And we'll have some interviews probably with a couple of our players, you know, so people can find out what we're all about. And then Sid will speak. And then, you know, it is a fundraiser for us. So, you know, people can attend and give at the banquet. They can sponsor a table for eight for $500. It's a great deal. And, you know, we would love to just invite the people to come out and find out what Pride Baseball is really all about.
And when you have a lot of people, everybody doing a little bit can make a big difference for you.
Exactly.
How important is the impact of this banquet on your program?
It's huge, you know, and the point you make is exactly right. You know, some people think, well, I can't give much. Well, there isn't anything that's too little. I mean, that doesn't exist. You know, it's not anything that's too much either. You know, we'll take the big ones too, you know. But yeah, if you have a bunch of people each giving a little, that turns into a lot. And so, you know, we're faith-based, we're faith-financed. That means that we raise every penny that we mm-hmm. spend. So if we don't raise it, we don't get to do things. We don't get to go to the Dominican. We don't get to share the gospel. So it's going to be a great evening.
Yeah, it's second annual Pride Baseball Banquet. Guest speaker Sid Bream, Tuesday, December 17th at Westminster Presbyterian Church right there on Indy Hook Road, 6:30 to 8:30. Again, dinner provided by Outback, silent auction with over 80 items. Check out PrideBaseball.net.
And that auction, let me say one more thing about it. It's actually going to be online.
Oh, perfect.
So it's not just for the people there. Anybody that's there will still have to bid online on their phone, but it's going to be open to anybody that wants to take part in it. If you go to pridebaseball.net, right, there's a banner up there that leads to our auction. And I mean, you can live in California and bid on our stuff.
Or Asheville, North Carolina.
Or Asheville, North Carolina,
where it's 39 degrees,
39 degrees right now.
We care about everyone.
Yes, we do. Even Asheville. That's right.
Coach Joe Hudak again, Pride Baseball. Look him up. Help him out. A great program. Great guy. Great coach and great leader. Thank you so much, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.